Joining me is former Hereford United defender Quinton Townsend. Quinton, you're a defender at Wolves. You're a YTS at Molineux. You joined Hereford in the summer of 96. Was it the Graham Turner connection with him being a former Wolves manager and him being the then current manager that led you to go into Edgar Street?
Yeah, it was. He was my manager at Wolves when I was the first year at YTS. Then he left Wolves and obviously he remembered me. I then did a further, my second year YT at Wolves and then first year pro under Graham Taylor. But I knew I was unfortunately going to be let go. Graham came in with the then chief scout Ron Dukes, who I also knew from Wolves as well, and recruited me for Hereford, which I was really excited about purely because I wanted to play in the Football League. That had always been my dream, and obviously that came to reality with signing for Hereford.
You made your debut against Fulham on the 17th of August 1996. What do you remember from that afternoon at Craven Cottage?
I just remember it being a bit like a party atmosphere. Obviously, first game of the season on the banks of the Thames, very hot day. All my family had come down, crowded, good voice, pretty full stadium back then, Craven Cottage as well. And obviously, it was the moment that I realised that my childhood dream in stepping out as a professional footballer in front of a lot of people and finally making it to the big stage, as it were. So, yeah, it was a great memory. Albeit the result, it was a great day out.
You had a decent start to your Hereford career, but you were involved in two matches where we lost to Swansea 4-0 and Middlesbrough 7-0. Did you feel you were the scapegoat for those defeats?
No, not at the time. I'm honest enough to admit the Swansea game at Vicksfield was not my finest hour. I was marking Steve Torpy, who's a big striker, and he did me twice at the back post with headers, which I think was a little bit of my young naivety at the time, not knowing how to deal with that better. So I didn't play well in that game. The Hereford game was, the Middlesbrough game in the Cola Cup, I thought I actually did really well in it, particularly at the Riverside. I've still got the video of it to this day, which I sometimes watch with the kids and that now as well. But I didn't do too bad that day, but it was definitely the Swansea one, which highlighted a couple of naive moments that probably cost me my place at that time.
What did Graham Turner say to you at the time after those two matches?
I think it was just more of a case that he felt. I mean, because I personally thought we'd started well. We had the likes of myself and Gavin Mahan and Ian Foster and quite a few young lads at that time, and we'd started the season, I think, after seven or eight games, we were around mid-table. And then we had that Swansea game. We had Keith Down and obviously the old head in the middle of the park, as well as David Norton at right back. So we had that little bit of mix of youth and experience. But I don't know what happened after that Swansea game. I think Graham must have just decided that it was a bit young, a bit naive, and he wanted to move it in a different direction. And he signed Trevor Matthewson and Nicky Law, two experienced centre-halves, and took my place. And the season just kind of seemed to go from bad to worse, which obviously ended with the relegation on the last day. So I kind of felt a bit hard done to. I felt I could have progressed a little bit more, given a bit of patience. But it is what it is at the end of the day.
Did you ever feel you could have gone on loan elsewhere and maybe got some confidence at another team?
Yeah, I did. I went to Worcester. During that time, I went back on loan to my hometown club where I'd come from originally, to Wolves, back to Worcester, and played a few games and thought I didn't do well there as well. But I think Graham's he made up his mind that perhaps I haven't been the right sort of signing for him, and had kind of suggested that if I wouldn't play, it was myself and a couple of others that fell into that category. So it was a shame it ended that way.
Was there a chance to stay the following season, or was it Graham Turner's decision to release you?
I think it was a bit of both. Obviously, the club had decided to stay full time for another year, just to see if they could bounce straight back up. The money, I won't go into details, but the money that I was on there wouldn't have made that the kind of the right call for me. I knew people that were playing for Worcester and earning good money non-league, playing semi-professionally, whilst also holding down a full-time job. And I kind of thought, that's for me at this time, that's perhaps the better way to go. And I had a great, I had a really enjoyable long career in non-league football, which obviously I'm still involved heavily in now as a manager at Step 5.
You still involved with any players from that squad from the 96-97 season?
Yeah, I'd say Gavin Marnes, one of my best friends. I still talk on the usual social media channels to a few other guys like Andy DeBont, David Norton. I'm still friends with John Brough. I've crossed paths with Ian Foster, who's obviously now with the England. I think he's with the England under-20s, Foster being his. I'm just trying to think who I feel. Tweedy at the time, yeah, lives not far from me at Ledbury. Still speak to Phil. So yeah, there's quite a few, to be honest.
And you're currently the manager of Starport Swifts. How's management treating you?
Yeah, it's my, what would it be now, the start of my fifth season as a manager, actually, although I've only just officially kind of hung up the boots. I still play Vets football myself. But yeah, I'm really enjoying management. It was something I always wanted to do. I had a very clear idea about how I wanted to be as a manager. And yeah, I just wanted to be in football. I couldn't think of something worse than sat on a Saturday afternoon with no football involvement, so it's worked out really well. I still live and reside in Worcester, so Starport is locality-wise is perfect for me. And looking forward to the big test against the likes of your Worcester Cities and that this season.
During your career, was there any manager that inspired you?
Graham Taylor inspired me purely because of obviously he came from the England job, so he was kind of a hero that we all looked up to, but he was just a really, really nice guy, and obviously I'll always have fond memories of him because he was the guy that gave me my first professional contract.